Good afternoon. This is Norma Sweeney, Stephen Leader for Bethlehem Lutheran Church's Stephen Ministry, and I'm here to lecture on the last module that we're going to be covering to conclude our Stephen Minister training. This training is being conducted in the year 2023, and it is coming up on the last week of September, and we're just about to the point now of concluding this class. We will be looking at commissioning three people for the ministry here at Bethlehem. God has been wonderful in sending us three very, very capable people to continue on in ministry, and we are very blessed. Today, we're going to look at Module 17. I want to just recall for you the fact that typically we would be doing the 18th module today as the last module, which it always is, except in this particular class, we had to reverse the last two sessions. So we've already talked about the send-off, if you will, the last session, and today we're going to talk about what we would typically teach prior to that 18th module. How to Make a First Caring Visit is the title of this module. Very important, obviously. We've learned a whole lot about how to do the ministry, the skills we need, how to anticipate your first care receiver. What we're going to talk about today is how to make that first caring visit when you're assigned your first care receiver. It will be something that hopefully you will continue to do over the years ahead when it comes time to close a relationship and open a new one. You might wonder, why does Stephen Ministry put this module at the end of the program, the training program? Well, if you think about it, Stephen Ministry's purpose is to try to give this lesson as close as possible to the time when Stephen Minister trainees who are then going to be commissioned to be Stephen ministers, when they are ready to actually take their first assignment. So it makes sense if you look at it from that practical perspective. The devotion for this module is calming the storm inside. You might think, like I did, that the first thing the inside storm is talking about are those butterflies that we all get, or at least most of us admit to getting, when we first walk down the path to the home of our first care receiver. And most of us can remember that. And that little butterfly can be construed as a storm, very small storm, brewing within the Stephen Minister. Well, that's part of this, but it's not the focus. The focus is on the storm in this care receiver's life that you're going to be going to try to walk alongside and help with. So I would like to begin by reading a passage from the Gospel of Luke. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake, so the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. Luke chapter 8, verses 22 to 24. So again, today we're going to be looking at how to make your first caring visit. When you make your first caring visit, you're coming alongside someone who's been truly battered by various storms in their life. And that's a good word. Battered is a hard word, but it is what you're going to see from time to time, at least. Your new care receiver may be just as frightened and frantic as Jesus' disciples were on the stormy Sea of Galilee. You remember, Jesus is capable of calming those storms in his way and in his time. And we, no matter how well trained, are not. In a way, that's a good thing. because it would be very frustrating for us to try to do something that we're just not equipped to do. What we can do as Stephen ministers is to do what we've always talked about in the training. Be fully present with people who are going through a tough time in their lives. We enter the care receiver situation with the full confidence and knowledge that Jesus will go with us and that he's responsible for the outcome. We're not. We do the caring. He fixes the problem. He does the curing. So Jesus will bring hope and healing to our care receivers. We can feel a little bit of emotional storm as well as Stephen ministers, as I mentioned earlier. When we enter another person's storm-tossed life, we could have some pretty strong emotions as well. And the feelings you feel under those circumstances are certainly very normal. Our own fears, our uncertainties remind us of the need that we all have and the discipline that we all need to work on to trust in our Almighty God and know that he is in control. God moves us into deeper faith in the one who promises to work in us and through us to care for those who are hurting, and that is Jesus Christ. And just like we've said for people, you know, our care receivers, these feelings that you may feel are not to be suppressed. Don't suppress them. They're difficult feelings. As you prepare for your first caring visit, they're very obviously going to happen, or most likely happen. Remember what we said about feelings. They need to be recognized, accepted, and expressed appropriately. In this case, who do you recognize? You recognize them, express them. Express them and accept them. And in whose presence? Well, certainly your fellow Stephen ministers, supervision, Stephen leader, even pastor. What we're saying is embrace whatever you're feeling and trust in Jesus to calm the storm. I'd like to start with the opening prayer. Gracious and compassionate Lord Jesus, you know our sorrows, our joys and fears. We're grateful for your presence in the midst of the storms that sometimes rock our lives. And as we prepare to enter the lives of people who are experiencing their own storms, we pray that you will stretch and strengthen our faith. Help us to be fully present with our care receivers in the time that we do have together. And help us to trust that you are at work in their lives, caring through us. Thank you for your love and grace, and we pray this in your name. Amen. And we're going to talk about how the referrals process works. There's a graphic in your book, and it's a good idea to take a look at it. This graphic looks like a funnel, and it has several steps to it. We're on page 475 in your book. And if you take a look, please, at focus note 1, this is the funnel I'm referring to. We have several stages or phases in the steps of the referral process. And the very first thing we're going to talk about are the needs that are there in the community and in our own congregation as well for care. After you're commissioned, you're going to be prepared to receive your first care receiver. So we need to take a look at how the referrals process works, and I will attempt to answer any questions. As Stephen leader at Bethlehem, I also serve as referrals coordinator. Because I'm the only Stephen leader at Bethlehem, well, pastor is also trained as Stephen leader, but pastor has his pastoral office to deal with. So as Stephen leader at Bethlehem in active service, I coordinate the caring ministry assignments, and I'll be the person contacting the Stephen minister regarding the process of matching them with the care receiver. So that means I will contact all of you eventually with a person that we're going to discuss in terms of a caring assignment. So that means if you have any questions about your Stephen minister assignment, please, at any time, I'm the person that you'll talk to. Now, the referrals process is a critical part of Stephen Ministry. It's the process we follow in finding people who need care from Stephen Ministry, preparing them to receive a Stephen minister, and connecting them with those, connecting the two, connecting the Stephen minister with the care receiver. So the process is called making referrals. The Stephen Ministry referral funnel that I just started to refer to, again, is in your book on page 475. Focus note one. Above the funnel, there are countless people. This is the thing to remember. Whether we're conscious of it at all times or not, there are countless numbers of people in our own congregation as well as the community in need of care. Now, many of these people would benefit from a Stephen minister. However, if we think that they're going to come to us, it's unlikely. We, on the other hand, have the responsibility and the wonderful mission and ministry to seek them out and offer care. So we need to take that initiative because they will not. One thing to remember about people who are going through difficult times, crisis, stressful times, their energy is used up on the crisis that they're in. Even if they would think of the possibility of having a Stephen minister, it takes a lot of energy to inquire about it. Even though we would think that's easy to do, ask somebody at church, ask pastor, no matter how easy you make it, it's an emotional investment of energy that they don't have. The good news is we do have that energy. That's why all of us work together as a team, being proactive to reach out to these individuals. Now, they refer to, on that funnel diagram, they refer to lookouts. The lookouts identify potential care receivers. The first circle in the funnel is identifying potential care receivers. It involves Stephen ministers. These are some of the lookouts. Stephen ministers, Stephen leaders, pastor, church staff. These people are all what we consider lookouts. They're lookout people. They're constantly, and we should be doing this, constantly keeping an eye out for anyone who's hurting, whether in the congregation or the community that they might know, who might benefit from a Stephen minister. They should be people who have some knowledge about what the Stephen ministry is and the kinds of needs that a Stephen minister can provide for. They may not be expert at it. I would say that the Stephen minister would be pretty close to that, and the leader and pastor, but like the people on staff and all, or even the people in the congregation may not be experts, but they would know enough to be able to possibly identify someone and then refer that name with permission to the appropriate ministry person. So let's take a look at 476 in your book. Because on page 476, we're looking at information, basic information on what Stephen Ministry is. Focus note two. There's a definition of Stephen Ministry there, and I suggest you take a look at it. And it also lists the kinds of crises in people's lives that a Stephen minister might take care of or might minister for. The loss of a loved one, major medical crisis, divorce, separation, spiritual crisis, and so forth. That they're all listed in your outline. You should have some of those at least in your head as an example for the individual you might be talking to. So, lookouts keep eyes and ears open for friends, neighbors, coworkers who are going through a really difficult time. They may or may not be part of our congregation. I just want to clarify, we would meet the needs or attempt to meet the needs of our congregation first as a priority, of course. However, we will extend beyond the congregation in certain instances. So they're just people who are experiencing the kinds of needs Stephen ministers care for. These are the people that we're looking for. Lookouts pave the way for Stephen ministry. This is the second circle in the referrals funnel, paving the way. This means that at some point, as you're talking to the person, you're going to tell them in a very caring way, very sensitive way about Stephen ministry, and get permission, I repeat, get their permission to pass their name along to our Stephen leader, myself. So you can't just talk to them and then tell me about it and not close that loop and make sure you have their permission. Don't do that. You have to be able to acquire that, at least verbally, from that potential care receiver. Once you have permission to pass their name along, the referrals onto the referrals coordinator myself, I will explain then, once I know about this, I will explain Stephen Ministry in more detail and help determine whether Stephen Ministry is the best kind of care for the situation. Remember, Stephen Ministry is not the best kind of care for every situation. It's just very good for many situations. Lookouts, I can't emphasize enough, call them whatever you will. Lookouts are crucially important to this ministry. Hurting people often don't look for care, as I said earlier, but most will respond. They won't necessarily agree to it, but they'll respond appreciatively if they're approached in a caring way by the right person. There's more people than you might think in the congregation and community who would benefit from a Stephen minister. And so a team effort's needed. We also have found that to be true in Grief Share. Grief Share told me a long time ago, before we started the ministry here, you know, I was a little bit skeptical. Are we going to have enough? Are there enough people out there that would benefit from this? And the answer was, you have no idea how many hurting people there are in the community that you're not aware of that will come through your doors once this ministry is up and running. So the answer is yes. There's a mission field out there. We just have to go into it and provide the right kind of care for the people who need it. So now we're on page 477 in your book. The third circle in the funnel. After the lookouts have identified potential care receivers, the Stephen leader, which is myself at Bethlehem, prepares the potential care receivers to receive a Stephen minister. Okay? So that's the third step. This means meeting with them and conducting what's called a preparation interview. Preparation interview. Okay, so isn't maybe as important as just knowing that it takes place. This is an interview. During the preparation interview, I will focus on three activities. I have five up here. Three, I never could count. Please follow along with me as I read Focus Note 3. Now, Focus Note 3 is on page 477 in your book. The referrals coordinator or pastor meets with the potential care receiver to 1. Assess whether Stephen Ministry is appropriate for the person's needs, 2. Explain what the ministry is, and 3. Seek permission to assign a Stephen minister. Okay, here's what happens at Bethlehem. It's very much the same thing, but I'll just make it more personal. Pastor Green and I work together. We'll discuss a potential care receiver, but Pastor is the first person generally who will interview or at least talk with the prospective care receiver. So he'll be the person to speak with that person first. He'll assess whether the person's situation and needs are appropriate for Stephen Ministry. Once that's done, he'll get back to me and I'll go and make an appointment and sit with that person, visit with that person. During the visit, I explain more about Stephen Ministry, more than generally speaking most people will get into at the lookout level. Weekly visits, confidentiality, supervision, and boundaries. I'll also attempt to answer any questions that the care receiver may have. See, by doing this, you as a Stephen minister can be assured your care receiver has been informed and has given permission for you to participate in supervision. It does not mean, however, that they're going to remember what I tell them in great detail. However, when you make your first visit, one of the things you are asked and requested to do is to go through some of the information again, the basic information about the ministry, so there's no surprises. And you may have to repeat again at some point what the ministry is about, clarify some things as you have the relationship and as it unfolds. Okay. Next, I'll ask the potential care receiver for permission to assign a Stephen minister. If I get approval from that person, then I will ask the care receiver to sign a copy of the agreement to receive care. I'm going to pass out some copies. It's in your book. I'm going to pass out some copies so you can easily look at it. This is the agreement to receive care. I'll go over every part of this agreement with the prospective care receiver, because the care receiver is going to be asked to sign it. And they need to know fully what the implications are of signing this agreement. I will explain again about the caring relationship, about boundaries, the Stephen minister's participation and supervision, and the possibility of a mental health referral, which might happen, might not, in most cases, but might in some. Now, if the care receiver, prospective person, agrees to receive Stephen ministry and they sign the form, they need to sign the bottom line, so to speak, then I will advise them that a Stephen minister will be calling them in the next day or so. You, as a Stephen minister, need to be aware of the document that the care receiver will be asked to sign. So let's take a look at it now. You'll notice it's divided into parts. What does a Stephen minister do? I explained the one-to-one confidential personal care that is given. It is given by a trained Stephen minister, and it is given every week for about an hour with a weekly face-to-face visit for the most part. It's lay care. We're well-trained. We are supervised volunteers, but we are not professional caregivers, meaning we're not counselors, we're not psychologists, we're not any of that. It's Christian. The Stephen minister's care is an expression of Christ's love and an extension of the pastoral care of this congregation. Remember that. Care. I'm not going over every aspect. I suggest you read it carefully, though, again, maybe a couple times before you visit with your first care receiver. Stephen ministers care by listening, supporting, praying, and helping their care receivers explore feelings without being judgmental, offering emotional and spiritual support. That's to the exclusion of things like shopping for them or providing child care, you know, things that would be clearly outside the boundaries of Stephen ministry. Another section is on confidentiality. I will assure as much as I can the care receiver that the relationship between them and their Stephen minister is confidential, and that what they share will not be repeated. It is a trust that they can have. The only exception is, and it's not in detail, but the only exception is the need to participate in supervision. Stephen ministers cannot do ministry unless they're supervised. So supervision, I will explain to the care receiver, is a necessary part of that process. And so it's essential. During supervision, the Stephen minister is careful not to share the name or anything that would divulge the identity of their care receiver. So that reassurance usually people accept, and they usually are fine with it. But remember, we talked about it. They have to be fine with it, or they at least have to agree to it, because you can't have the ministry without it. I have yet to see anyone turn it down, but I'm not saying it couldn't happen. We would deal with those situations on an individual basis, and you would get me involved. Consultation. There might be a need in some cases for a professional referral. Okay, so I would explain what it says here about the possibility of consultation, and it's just to ensure that the person gets the best possible care that they do need. Then there's the acknowledgement, and I read through that with them, and I ask them to write their names, signature, sign it, and the date. And by the way, we give them a copy of that. Once that's done, you take it to, if you don't have a copy machine, we take it to Bethlehem, give it to me. We'll make a copy, and then you can give the copy back to the care receiver. Any questions on that form? And I would entertain questions. The Stephen leader matches the care receivers with the Stephen ministers. Once a person has agreed to receive care, we consider which Stephen ministers are available, and we try to make the best fit. It requires a lot of prayer, and it involves a lot of factors. So it might take time to match up, make that right match. When I make a match, I complete a referral form. It's in Appendix A, page 471 in your book. I already passed this out, so you should have it, but it's also in your book. Let's take a quick look at it. It's pretty straightforward. If anybody needs another copy, I've got it here. You'll see some basic information on here, but it helps you because you know when and how to contact this person. You know a little bit about other caregivers that might be in their lives and who to contact in the event of an emergency. That doesn't come into play so much for care receivers that are in an institution, you know, so where there's nurses on the floor. But it could happen if they're in their home. So it's very critical information, also very confidential information. When you I'm going to give you that copy. When you receive it, keep it in a secure place where no one has access to it. No one. Husband, no one. Now, when a care receiver is identified for a specific Stephen minister, I'll contact the Stephen minister, schedule a meeting with them, with you, and give them a copy of the referral form. I do go over that information with them. I won't give you a lot of detail. I'll give you some, but I won't give you a lot. Just enough so you have a pretty good idea of what the situation is going into it. So before giving you the name of the care receiver, I would give you a brief description of the situation. And then you'll be asked if you would take the assignment. We ask you to say yes to that in 99.9% of the cases. If you agree, and there's nothing in the details at least that make you uneasy to accept the assignment, then I give you the name of the person. It's very rare, but on very rare occasions, there could be a reason why the Stephen minister cannot minister to a person. It could be that there's a previous relationship we had no idea existed, maybe a friendship, or maybe something else, maybe a friendship that did not succeed, if you will, and so that might pose some stress on the situation. It could be anything, even if it was a very good friendship that just kind of waned over the years. It could be a problem because Stephen Ministry is, as you know, that relationship is not a friendship. And sometimes those feelings you have in a friendship could get in the way. So, if there, for any reason, any valid reason, of course, it looks like you're not going to be able to minister to this person, you have the name now. You have to have it. All I would ask is that you keep that identity confidential. And we will attempt to assign the person to another Stephen minister. When you've received an assignment, it's critical to call that person ASAP. You're calling them with the intent to set up the first caring visit. Now, the Stephen minister needs to let me know that the visit has been arranged. Please, I can't read minds. I don't know. I trust you guys up to a point. But once we part company, I expect that you'll make that contact in the next 24 to 48 hours max, depending on the situation. It might be even sooner. When the caring relationship ends, months or a couple years down the road, you will return the referral form to me along with the wrap-up form you get later and any other confidential documents you may have, and I'll either keep or destroy them depending upon what they are. Another important form is the contact record sheet. You remember that because we looked at it in the module on supervision. There is a sample of it for module 16 on page 395. So we take a look at that in the class. Okay, and you remember how to fill that out. Please start this off on the right foot. The very first visit, you write down the date, you write down in person, you write down the detail that's asked for on that form, and you keep that form in a safe place with your documents, and you fill it out every time you make a contact to your care receiver. Okay, any questions on that contact record sheet? Remember, that's the form that I ask you to share at the table when you come to supervision. And I give it back to you. If I don't give it back to you, I'm in trouble. But tell me right then and there. Please don't tell me a week later and I don't know where I put it. Okay. Now, we're going to practice, because practice is the best way to get comfortable with these things. We're going to practice the first caring visit. We're going to do this in pairs, and we're going to switch roles so everybody gets a chance at the different relationships, the role of the Stephen minister, the role of the care receiver. Now, in round one, we're going to look at the instructions for this exercise. And let's see where we are. We're on page 478. Yes, you'll see focus note four, care receiver's instructions for round one. Now, there are different steps in these discussions, A through D, okay? And we're going to walk through each one, and you're going to be working with your partner on each one. There's no other way to become a little more comfortable with making that first visit unless we practice. So that's the whole idea of these two skill practices. So again, the skill practice is divided into four parts, each one covering one aspect of the caring visit. The aspects are setting up the visit, starting the caring visit, exploring the care receiver's situation, ending the caring visit, and setting up another appointment. So we're going to do two rounds to give everyone a chance to try out each part. Stephen Minister, care receiver. Now first, just take a quick review, please, of pages 459 to 469 in your pre-class reading. I'll give you a couple minutes to do that. Obviously, on this recorded version, I'm going to fast forward through it. But take a look at that again before we start the exercise. This is what I would tell the class. It begins with the section on setting up a first caring visit on page 459 and continues with the three parts of a first caring visit on page 462. Take about 5 minutes for that. Okay, we'll get into the practice now. Role playing. Person A, there's an A and a B in the group. Person A is a Stephen minister this time. And you're going to meet, as a Stephen minister, you're going to meet with me privately for instructions. Bring your Stephen ministry training manual, I would tell the people in the room. And don't read focus note four, because that's the care receiver's notes. Person B is the care receiver. You do read focus note four on page 478-79. What I would do in this case is take the Stephen ministers aside and have them turn to the completed referral form for the skill practice on page 487. Okay, that's what's being used for this skill practice. Okay, quickly go to that. All right, and then I would review that form with them. Read it, answer any questions. As an icebreaker, remember, you could also just make a comment on the garden as you walk up to the door. Anything that you see that is, you could make a nice compliment about, anything to break the ice a little bit. Okay, so then I would tell the Stephen ministers to return to their care receivers. Skill practice one, we're on skill practice one, part A, round one. Part A, setting up the first caring visit. I'll be looking at slides. I'll be going over each aspect of the slide, which I don't think there's a whole lot of benefit of doing on this particular tape or taped version. But I would, in the class, to help them to know how to go ahead with this exercise. So the Steve administrators have the referral form, and they call the care receivers, and the care receivers expect the phone call. So it kind of goes from there. And I would say to the Steve administrators, for the purpose of this activity, you've already said a prayer, remember, and you're now initiating a phone call. Also, Focus Note 5, page 479, gives some key points as to how to set up the first caring visit, so you might want to look that over. And we give 2 minutes for that part. And then after each part, the partners review. How do we do? How did the conversation go? What did you learn? What might you do differently the next time? And then we go on to skill practice, round one, part B. Part B, getting started. Okay. There's a focus note on page, focus note 6 on page 480. It contains a summary of the key points about getting started from your pre-class reading. Just, you might need that, you know, for your memory, to refresh your memory if you were doing this in class. And this focus note contains examples of how to bridge the gap. Remember, you're talking about ice-breaking conversations, very light conversation. You have to get from that to some of the most important issues that you need to explore. So there is a way to transition. Okay, the Steve administrator has arrived, and the care receivers just opened the door. And then we just ask the partners to pick it up from there. And then continue up to the point where you bridge the gap. 4 minutes for that. And then we go in, again, every step after it's done, review with your partner how it went. Skill practice one, part three is exploring. Exploring, this is when you try to help the person open up as to what's going on, what are the issues, and that way you can discover the best way you can provide care. So again, focus note 8 on page 41, key points about exploring. Might read that first. Then you have about 7 minutes to do this, much longer in person, but that's what we have in the exercise. So you just bridge the gap, and you can start this skill practice by this aspect of it, by encouraging your care receiver to share some of what's been going on. And then finally, round one, part C, exploring, discuss how it went, how did it go, how might it have been better. And then skill practice one, part D, ending the caring visit. Remember, keep in mind that in addition to bringing the visit to a positive close, a key part of ending the current visit is to set up the next visit. So there you go. Now, the focus note 9 on page 481, key points about ending the visit. You might want to take a look at that. If you were doing this exercise actually in class, you would want to do that first. And then we have people going ahead and continuing. Round after a certain number of minutes, round one, part D, we review. How did it go? Did we cover the points? Did we make an appointment for the next time? And so, you know, that's how we would conclude the exercise. Focus on beginning to build a relationship. That's one thing to remember. We need to focus on beginning to build the relationship in this first caring visit. We need to create the safe house. The first visit is important to start building the relationship, creating that safe place where the care receiver will feel comfortable enough to share. That's why you're there on the first visit. So you listen to your care receiver, you ask open-ended questions, you encourage them to share. Remember, whether you know the care receiver well or just met, this is the first of many visits that you will, and there's no question, you will not cover everything in the first hour. But so your focus should simply be on starting to build a relationship and trusting that God will work through that relationship to bring hope and healing. Now, we take a break, and then what we do in class is to go in and pick up with round two. Practice the first caring visit, round two. and again, go through every step. But we're working with a different situation. Actually, it's a different referral form. So that's the situation when I say that. Page 40, what is it? Page 49 in your book, actually. And then we switch the roles. So the person A is now the care receiver and B is the Stephen minister. And that's when I meet with the new Stephen ministers, ask them not to read focus note 10 because we don't want them to know the care receiver's instructions is what I should say. So that's focus note 10 on page 482. Don't read that if you're the Stephen minister. And I show them the referral form for this same exercise. So the Stephen ministers come with me, and they get the referral form for the skill practice. And I give them a little time to read it and answer their questions briefly. So in that case, I give them a little tip. Your care receiver is a musical person and a singer. You might have seen him in choir at the service, so you might mention that. Typically, though, you and your care receiver are acquainted with each other, maybe, prior to the caring relationship, maybe, or maybe not, although you don't know each other very well, because that would probably not work well, because then we're on a borderline of having friendship again. Okay, so we go through the same thing again. We make the phone call, we set up the appointment, we appear at the door, and we go through the ice-breaking, the exploring, and then finally closing down the whole experience, closing down the conversation, and setting the date for another visit. So I won't go through those details for those of you who are auditing this. There's not too much point in doing that, but you get the idea, and you may want to. I would encourage you to read the situation in your workbook and kind of try to get an idea of how it might work. If you have questions, please just ask. Okay, so we have two skill practices. And let's see. Okay, a general discussion at the end. Each of you now has had the chance to try to work through the main parts of the first caring visit. And it's important to consider the kind of relationship that you're starting to build during that visit. So there's like a hypothetical question that may or may not have happened during the practice. But what if your care receiver says, I've been doing all the talking. I've really not given you much chance to talk. How would you reply to that? The proper reply is critical. And I think I would hope at this point everyone would know what it would be. You go over what Stephen Ministry is about and that the focus is on the care receiver. And that leads into one other very important point. There's a big distinction between friendship and a caring relationship. Stephen Ministry is not a friendship. Stephen Ministry is a Christ-centered, confidential, one-to-one Christian caring relationship. So it's not a friendship. Your relationship is going to be very different than a friendship. You're going to discuss almost exclusively your care receiver's concerns, not yours. You're going to meet at a regular time and place for a very specific reason, not for just, any old reason. And you have very different roles, caregiver and care receiver. Now, one task in your first caring visit is to begin to communicate what those roles are. Remember that. Stephen Minister versus care receiver. You are there for the care receiver. If they ask about you, just reiterate what your purpose is and try to deflect that a little bit, even though you can acknowledge that you appreciate their interest and their concern. Your purpose is to meet the needs of your care receiver. Remember, that's why you're there. As you establish boundaries from the very first caring visit, you're going to be focusing on your caring on your care receiver, and building a relationship of trust based on their needs and your dedication to servanthood. Okay. Any questions or discussion is what I usually open it up to the group at that point, because that concludes the module for making your first caring visit. We talk about, in the class, we're going to talk a bit more about commissioning. We're going to talk about, well, in a normal class at this stage, we'd be talking about the last class, but we've already had that. So we've already had the closing service, the informal service that's just for the Stephen ministers and pastor and I. And then we will talk about commissioning again and some details that everyone has to know. And this group will be participating, will participate in the next supervision meeting scheduled for October 25. And there's a reading assignment associated with that for continuing education. Okay, so that concludes the outline and the information and the lecture for Module 17 of Stephen Ministry Training. I thought I would just share how I close this training, or how I will close this training with the group. And it will be a combination of prayer and devotion and scripture. Hebrews 13, verses 20 to 24. May the God of peace equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. That's a benediction. Whether a caregiver in professional service or a layperson who's concerned about others, or a Stephen minister, may you be blessed by these words. May God, the giver of peace, sustain you in whatever you do and wherever you go. Let us daily seek the Lord's guidance, that we may do his will and that our work may be pleasing to him. In so doing, our lives may reflect the thoughts of George Eliot's poem, Contagious Heritage. Every soul that touches yours, be it the slightest contact, gets therefrom some good. Some little grace, one kindly thought, one inspiration yet unfelt, one bit of courage for the darkening sky, one gleam of faith to brave the thickening ills of life. One glimpse of bright skies beyond the gathering mist to make this life worthwhile and heaven a surer heritage. Show us your will, Lord, each day that our lives may reflect your peace. Followed by a very familiar, I hope, very familiar prayer attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we're pardoned. And it is in dying we are born to eternal life. And in conclusion, a passage from Matthew. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill can't be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew, verses 14 through 16. God bless you in your journey, which is about to begin as a Stephen minister. Thank you for auditing this class.